VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathele lithuba lokubonga uBlessing Zulu ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 28 ngobakazi 2023 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
bonke abantu balamaze iphinca abantu kuzindaba ezindle lezo ukuthi ekugcineni inkantolo isigcine ivune laba kade bephikisana lo mphathi ntambo wazasekhaya uAaron Motsoaledi.
Umthethondaba wePretoria High Court wele South Africa usulahle isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe sokumisa ukusebenza kwengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits.
Kuvelele ukuthini uhulumende weZimbabwe esebenza le-European Union wasayina okubizwa ngokuthi yiZimbabwe Economic Partnership Agreement le-European Union as far as u-2012, bekhangela ukuthi kuba lithuba lokuthi ama-SMEs azitholele imali yemazweni i-foreign currency, lokuthi lawo amazwe wona lawo aphecheya bayazidinga impahla zeZimbabwe khona lapho.
Abakamabhizimusi amancane laphakathi laphakathi namhlanje bamanyane lamazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga ele-International Day of Micro, Small to Medium Enterprises. Kuthi ke izakhamizi zaseLower Gwelu esabelweni senkabazwe zikhala ngokuthi zibhekane lendlala enkulu kulandela ukuma kohlelo lokwabela ukudla kwabaswelayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umthethondaba wePretoria High Court wele South Africa usulahle isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe sokumisa ukusebenza kwengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits. Uthuso Khumalo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Usinqumo esethulwe lamhlanje umthethondaba uthe isinqumo sogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya sokwesula amapermit ezEP lokuqhubeka isengeza ukusebenza kwawo okwesikhatshana kasikho emthethweni ngakho sesesuliwe. Ithe ukwesulwa kwamaphemithi la ikwephulwa kwesisekelo sombuso ngoba akukhulunyiswananga lezalwane zeZimbabwe lezi okuyikwephula umthetho nelungelo labo njengabantu abasebenze bethuthukisa umnotho walelo lizwe bebhadala le mithelo kahulumende. Unkosazana Nassim Faki owenhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation eyiyo ebehamba phambili kwabaphikisa isinqumo sikahulumende lesi emthethwandaba uthi bathokoze kakhulu ngokunqoba kulolu daba.
I think this gives people at least
isinqumo lesi sizonikeza izizalwane zeZimbabwe isikhathi sokuqoqa kahle impilo zabo.
To make their views heard to the minister as to why conditions in Zimbabwe are not ideal for them to return.
Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena laye usemukele injabulo lesisinqumo.
Esikukhangeleleyo khathesi ensukwini ezilandelayo ukuthi sitholeke umhlahlandlela oyokuthi kuzahamba njani kulabo abavele sebefake isicelo sabo esama-waivers ngoba isinqumo sika minister esichithwe enkantolo ukuthi abantu kumele baye kwamanye amavisa okufunakala khona umuntu abe le waiver.
Unkosazana Victor Mathutu okhokhela inhlanganiso yabomama beZimbabwe ezimbokodo uthi behlisa iphika ngalesinqumo.
Silinde ukuthi sikuze ukuthi kulezo nyanga ezilithumi lambili uAaron Motsoaledi kumele abe sekhuphi isinqumo esingasiso lesi ayesikhuphile sokuthi uyaqeda du ngama-ZEP. Njalo bonke abantu balama-ZEP ngicabanga ukuthi kuzindaba ezindle lezo ukuthi ekugcineni inkantolo isigcine ivune laba kade bephikisana lo mphathi ntambo wazasekhaya uAaron Motsoaledi.
Kodwa kumnumzana Freeman Bengu owenhlanganiso yesisonke People's Forum osekukade isekela ukwesulwa kwamaphemithi la uthi sinqumo lesi sibadanise kakhulu.
Siyayichallenge leyo decision by the High Court, siyayichallenge leyo decision by i-judiciary, siyayichallenge leyo decision by i-ANC evumela yonke into errong eyenziwa yiZANU PF, abomugabe nabomngangwangwa bazoyenza yonke into abayifunayo la eSouth Africa. Ayivumelani, asivumelani nayo and asiyithandi and ngeke sivumele iyenzakala.
Ingcithi kwezomthetho umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi isinqumo lesi sitsho ukuthi umphathi ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Mzwaledi kufanele ayeqala olunye uhlelo olutsha olulandela umthetho.
Kusho khona ukuthi kufanele ukuthi aqale phansi ukuthatha lesinqumo sekungaze kungathi kungo 2021 anxuse abantu laba abangama ZTP holders ukuthi bambhalele bamtshele ukuthi lesinqumo sizohlukumeza amalungelo abo ngalupho uhlobo njalo bacabanga ukuthi kakwenziweni.
Phakathi kwenyanga ezilithumi lambili lezi abeZimbabwe laba ngeke babotshwe kumbe ukubuyiselwa emuva ngezizathu zokuthi amapermit abo asephelelwe isikhathi. Imizamo yokuthola kuphawula kogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya ngalesi sinqumo ibingakaphumeleli. Melestulo 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ukuhlaziya lolu daba iStudio 7 yenelise ukuxoxa lomkhokeli wenhlanganiso emela ilungelo lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezisahlala kwele South Africa, e-African Diaspora Global Forum, umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda.
Isinqumo esithathwe yinkantolo ephakeme eyase-Gauteng North sichaza khona sobala ukuthi isikhalazo ebesisibeka ukusukisela phambilini uma sithi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya akawulandelanga umthetho, ikakhulukazi singakakhulumi nangesisekelamthetho selizwe, i-Immigration Act, leyi ewumthetho ayiwona asebenza ngawo owenza ukuthi abe khona, akawulandelanga ukuze athathe isinqumo sokuthi aphelise i-ZEP. Ngoba kwakufanele ukuthi athintane nabo bonke abantu abanamalungelo la akade ehlukunyezwa yile sinqumo, kodwa akakwenzanga lokho. Siye samukela kakhulu isinqumo sale nkantolo ngoba sikhomba khona ukuthi ukukhala kwethu bekuyikukhala kusemthethweni, hhayi ukukhala nje. Ngoba ungqongqoshe uye wathatha inzondo yakhe le engaphakathi eyokuzonda abantu baseZimbabwe wangalandeli umthetho lo omgunyazayo ukuthi athathe izinqumo. Kungakho inkantolo ithethile isinqumo sokuthi akubuyiselwe emuva ayoqala phansi ukuthatha isinqumo esihambisana nama-ZEP.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu owe-High Court unike ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya inyanga ezingaba litshumi lambili kumbe umnyaka ukuthi lolu daba luphenduke emthethwandaba. Kutshoni-ke lokho?
Uma sibheka izinqumo lezi kumbe ukwahlula kwenkantolo ephakeme kukabili, kunokunquma okuhambelana ne-Helen Suzman Foundation, kube nokunquma okuhambelana ne-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation. Okwe-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation, i-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation ilifake isicelo sesikhashana esho ukuthi ake kume nesinqumo sikaminista anduba bamethe icala labo eliphelele. Kungakho ngalesikhathi-ke inkantolo iye yathi i-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation ibothezele ukuthi ilethe icala lalo eliphelele kumbe elamalungelo aphelele phakathi kwesikhathi esizinyanga ezilithumi nambili okusho ukuthi unyaka lowo ukuthi isikhalazo zabo sizwakale. Okusho ukuthi i-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation isingaletha lesikhalazo sawo ngenyanga yesithumi lane 11 months kanti-ke masokwenza besokulinda ukuthi lelo cala lize lindlule enkantolo kungakaze kwenziwe lutho. Kanti ngapha ngakwele-Helen Suzman Foundation ibilethe isikhalazo esiphelele esithi ungqongqoshe wehluleka ukulandela imigomo ebekwe ngumthetho. Ngakho inkantolo ephakeme ibeke isinqumo sokuthi ngempela kutholakala ukuthi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya akakaze awulandele imithetho, ngakho unikezwa inyanga ezilithumi nambili okungunyaka ukuthi abuyele ayohlala phansi aqale phansi ukwenza isinqumo esihambisana nama-ZEP ukuze enze isinqumo esibheka amalungelo abantu abayibona abaphethe ama-ZEP njalo nabo bonke nje abantu jikelele ababona ingathi banamalungelo angahlukumezeka ngenxa yalesi sikhalazo.
Ubona ngani umphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya angaphikisa lesi sinqumo na?
Ngibona ingathi akulula ukuthi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya ahambe aphinde akhalaze athi lesi nqumo akasijabulele. Isizathu salokhu nje sokuthi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya uhlezi phezu kwemililo kulesi khathi, yilokho esibuka ukuthi uphakathi kwege nembokodo. Ngoba sikhuluma nje kunecala abhekane nalo elalethwa yi-Human Rights elika-2017 elika section 341B and B o Immigration Act owazasekhaya abantu bokuza. Lapho ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya wanikezwa inyanga ezingamathumi amabili nane ukuthi aguqule lo mthetho okade uhambisana nokukhushwa kwabantu ezweni uma betholakala ukuthi basezweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Ungqongqoshe akakaza uguquleke lo mthetho ukususela ngo-2017 kusethelwa ngo-2019. Kuthe ngalunyaka wasesiya-ke enkantolo ephakeme yesekela mthetho selizwe wayafaka isicelo esokuthi akangezelele isikhathi ukuthi aguqule le nto ngoba wehluleka ngenxa yokuthi bekunokhetho ngo-2019 kwaphinda kwaba ne-COVID. Inkantolo ephakeme yamqoqoda ithanda ungqongqoshe yathi mingani awuzange nje uzoxolisa okokuqala ukuthi uthethe isikhathi esingakuthi izenkantolo. Okwesibili, uletha leli cala ushiya labo bantu ababemethe ekuqaleni. Kungenxa yani usenza le nto? Awusichazeleke ukuthi kungenxa yani kungafanele ukuthi sithi leli cala ukuza kwalapha enkantolo wena ulikhokhele ngemali ephuma esikhwameni sakho kanye no-director general wakho. Ngakho ngithi ngenxa yalobu bunzima angiboni ukuthi ungqongqoshe usengaphinda ayenze esinye isinqumo esinobudedengu obokuthi azibone esesiyacela ukuphikisana nalesinqumo.
Lo bekungumkhokheli wenhlanganiso emele abeZimbabwe asebehlala kwele South Africa, e-African Diaspora Global Forum, uDr. Vusumuzi Spanda, esixoxelaye ecingweni ekwele South Africa. Abakumabhizimusi amancane laphakathi laphakathi namhlanje bamanyanela benhlanganiso yemanyanawo owe-European Union abe-Empretec e-World Hunger lohulumende weZimbabwe benanza ilanga ele-International Day of Micro Small to Medium Enterprises. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Amabhizimusi amancane aseZimbabwe okwamanje abikwa eqhatshe abantu abedlula izigidi ezinhlanu, 5 million, akhuthazwa ukuba alungise impahla elohlonzi ukuze benelise ukuyithengisa emazweni aphetsheya kolwandle. Umnumzana Minenhle Ngwenya we-World Hunger Hilfe esebenzelana le-European Union uthi baphakathi kokusebenzelana lohulumende weZimbabwe ekuhlomiseni amabhizimusi amancane.
Kulona lolu hlelo lusihlanganise khonapha ole-scope for IVC, strengthening competitiveness and potential for export for inclusive value chains. Kuvelele ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe esebenza le-European Union wasayina okubizwa ngokuthi yiZimbabwe Economic Partnership Agreement le-European Union as far as u-2012. Bekhangela ukuthi kuba lithuba lokuthi ama-SMEs azitholele imali yemazweni i-foreign currency, lokuthi lawa amazwe wona lawa aphetsheya bayazidinga impahla zeZimbabwe khona lapha, ikakhulu ama-organic products achiyeneyo okudliwayo.
Unkosazana Sibusisiwe Bango, umqondisi we-Empretec, uthi basebenza gadalala ekuhlomiseni amabhizimusi akuleli ukuthi athuthuke.
Hayi, engingakutsho ukuthi umbukiso lo sibone a lot of initiative and creativity from ama-exhibitors. Kakhulu ubona besebenzisa izinto ezihlanyelwa elizweni lethu lona leli. Ubona abantu bethatha i-avocado ba-express i-oil. Ubona abantu bethatha imarula ba-express i-oil.
Unkosazana Nobuhle Mazalu, umqondisi we-Back to Basics obesembuthanweni walamuhla, uhlomisa osomabhizimusi ukupha uhlonzi kuzilimo zabo.
I-Back to Basics idila lama-farmers both rural and urban, particularly women and youth, but obaba labo siyadila labo ukuthi ama-producer abakulimayo izilimo zabo abazilimayo bazisebenzise zingaphungeleli kulima kuphela, ba-ede i-value so that they can be able to export and bezuze imali ephezulu kulalokhu abangakuzuza nge-produce yababalayo abayizuza nxa bephongukuthengisa izilimo zabo zinga-edwanga i-value. So what we really do, we assist them to add value in process ama-products abo for export.
Unkosikazi Providence Moyo, umqondisi we-Divine Pro Skin Care, ubebukisa impahla yakhe kulumkhosi walamuhla uthi wancedwa nguhulumende weMelika ekukhuliseni ibhizimusi yakhe.
Njenge last week nje ngagraduate kuma SMEs sengisuke from small to medium. Ngilesifiso sokukhula from medium to what to large ngalezi imfundiso engisithola from all these organizations. As I speak lonyaka I've been enrolled ku She Exports lapha izimra izimtrade lezimra baza ngincedisa ukuthi ngithole ama certificate of origin aza ngenelisa ukuthi ngihambe ngiyo supplier kwamanyamazwe. Just like now ngiya supply ichopis last week izimtrade sikusile Zoom meeting bengiinvite ukuthi ichopis bafuna ama products.
Umphathi ntambo we-micro small to medium enterprises unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni uvulela umhlangano okusemthethweni ekhuthaza osomabhizimusi ukuthi bayethengisa impahla zabo e-European Union
and global ilamazwe wonke ehlangene. Kuyakhanya ukuthi ama-SMEs yibo abaqotha ubuyanga yababadala imisebenzi, yibo njalo abaqotha ubudlwangudlwangu, ama-crimes ayaba phansi ngenxa yokuthi umuntu uyazenzela, umuntu uzenzele yakhe imali. Labana bangekho kuma SMEs bahamba bedlwanguluza abantu betshontsha besenzani. So thina njenge-government yeZimbabwe sithi thina kuhle kakhulu ukuthi sibe lama SMEs azenzelayo, abantu abazimele bodwa besenza ukuthi abantu bathole imisebenzi, besenza njalo ukuthi ilizwe i-economy yelizwe iphakame.
Amankampani amancane edlula ikhulu ebebukisa impahla yabo sebelungiselela ukuyayithengisa emazweni agoqela akumanyano owe-European Union. Ukuvalwa kwamankampani amakhulu kulandela ukumamanzonzo komnotho welizwe lezijeso zomnotho, izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezasungula amabhizimusi bezimele kuthi uhulumende laye sewadala izikhwama emabhanga ahlukeneyo emizameni yokuhlomisa amabhizimusi la ukuze bayenelise ukuyathengisa kwamanye amazwe. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zaseLower Gweru esabelweni senkabazwe zikhala ngokuthi zibhekane lendlala enkulu kulandela ukumiswa kohlelo lokwabelwa kwabantu ukudla kwabaswelayo lugatsha lukahulumende olwenhlalakahle kaZulu olwe-social welfare kusukisela ngoNhlolanja lonyaka. Iningi lalezi zakhamizi zithi okudanisayo ukuthi ukudla okulutshwana okubuyayo kunikezwa abasekeli bezanu PF kuphela, kuthi le nhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezivame ukuphathisa lazo sezamisa lezi nhlelo zokunceda abaswelayo. Kubika intethelezindaba ye-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisasibanda.
Izulu lana kwamagama ekupheleni komnyaka opheleleyo, izakhamizi zagijimela kulima labuya labaleka izilimo zingavuthwa zahle zatsha. Unkosikazi Crevania Mpofu, isakhamizi salumango, uthi imuli yakhe iyalamba.
Asiphiwa kudla lapha thina vele basikhangelela khatshana, okungangokuthi izulu linile sibili laba liningi, kodwa kutotile emasimini. Kutotile ngenxa yokuswela ifertilizer. Ayifertilizer sila. And asiyitholi futhi impilo yonke ngithole inhlanyelo yakhona, asizange siphiwe kuthiwa singabantu bakachamisa.
Ugogo Fortune Mbibalayo uthi akulanto ayitholayo.
Naye kuholena sikoli sonke. Kuhola abantu behlangothini oluyi-1. Kunjenje nxa kuthiwa kuyabuya kubuya ngokwezalukazi, akuthola izalukazi zangkhona kazitholi. Izalukazi kuthiwa izalukazi kazitholi. Kuthola kodwa igenga encane. Iphathe ethola ukudla iphathe ezanuphivu.
Umnumzana Justin Jabangu uthi izakhamizi ezingasekela ibandla lezanu PF azilimanga njalo azivunanga lutho ngoba zancitshwa inhlanyelo.
Impilo inzima ngoba ebunzimeni bempilo ukuthi abantu abaningi kwenzeka ukuba bangavuni. Inhlanyelo ibibuya kodwa bebengaphiwa bonke phe. Bekuphiwa bona bebebandla libusayo.
Amazwi kaJabangu agcizelelwa inkokheli yebandla labasakhulayo kubandla le-CCC uSokwaluhle Sibanda.
Ngabe sinala eningi kakhulu esigabeni. Kodwa ngendaba yokuthi iZanu PF yabuya inikeza ikhetha imhlobo, ikhetha abantu. Abanye ngaba ngogogo okhulu abangakwanisi ukuzithengela inhlanyelo. Kodwa yona yabuya inikeza ababo esingathi yayithi yayinhlanzi zayo ezisegabheni.
Umfelokazi unkosazana Charity Mpofu ucela usizo.
Sesithwele nzima thina ngempilo esiyiphilayo. Kusukela kudala lesizalwa saze safika manje. Abadala bekhala lathi sikhala, nabantwana esibazile bakhala. Izwi leli liyala ukutshintsha. Senze kanjani? Ngokudla asina kudla emasimini izululana sibili kodwa kwatoda kwafele ekukhuleni. Ngenxa yokusweleka kwefertilizer. Ifertilizer asiphiwa, isikafu kasisiphiwa, umumbu uyabuya sikuzwele emalayini. Sincedenini.
Umgcinihlalo weZanu PF esibantu banye district Mdubi waward unkosazana Dorothy Mkandla nguye uyabela abaswelayo ukudla kwe-social welfare.
Mina phela kunyeisifunda sami kuphela kodwa bhadi antiya abantu bayokukulutshwane uwakwana bantu bakakwani ke usesinitshiwe kati ayisukazilwani nendalani yami ngaisayigcoli ngivu lapha.
Umnumzana K. Mgoba usebenzela ugatsha lwe-social services uchasisa inkinga abhekane lazo.
Okwamanje akulakudla. Uhlelo lwethu lapha sizama ukulungisa. Kungenzakala ukuthi siphenduke kungekude. Ngicabanga ukuthi basedinga imali yezimota ezitholayo. Abathwala umumbu usuka e-GNB usiya kumawadi. Umumbu ungabe ukhona kodwa imali manje ayikho.
Ukhansila weMdubi waward uBenjamin Mpala uthi kunzima esigabeni sakhe njalo le mpisi sesidla izifuyo zabantu.
Isile almost 4 months social welfare ingabuyi. So silodubo olukhulu kakhulu. Abantu bayagijigijima lapha bayathengithengisa into ezinjeni. Abanye badengisa imithanyelo, abanye badengisa uxakuxaku. Into azihambi, izinto zimile la. Imali kayibambeki. Nanzi le mpisi lazo sizithwale senzima lapha. Impisi imbezafuhla yini ngale maplazini. Sezitshayile lapha kimi, sezitshaya amadonki amabili, zatshaya imbuzi ezingu-7, zatshaya amathole amabili.
Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ehlezi eqonqosela ukuthi umuntu wonke oswelayo kumele aphiwe ukudla kungakhathalekile ukuthi usekela liphi ibandla. Abanye babalandeli beZanu PF babika bevimbela ukuthi abangasobandla nabo bathole ukudla. Ngime leStudio 7 eSt Faith Mdubi Award, igama lami uEzra Jesus Banda.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Elemelika selibike ukubana selengezelele uncedo lwayo kwele Ukraine ngezinye izigidi ezingamakhulu amahlanu zamadola, $500 million, yokuthenga izikhali ezinkulu zama-rocket, izimota zebutho lenhlamvu. Umkhuhlane woqhuqho olwe-malaria lubikwa soluveze ikhanda kwele Melika ngemva kwamashumi amaningi eminyaka wagcina ukubonakala elizweni leli. Kulabantu abahlanu abafunyenwe belomkhuhlane we-malaria. Njalo bewuthethe ngemva kokulunywa iminyane phakathi welizwe ungabuyanga labavela kwamanye amazwe. Abohlangothi lwababona ngezemkhuhlane lokuvikelwa kwayo abe-Centers for Disease Control and Prevention babika ukubana abafunyenwe belomkhuhlane we-malaria ngabasesigabeni ese-Florida kanye lese-Texas. Esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha indaba zabadabuka eZimbabwe yasebehlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje uGibbs Dube uxoxa lo nkosazana Sikhanyiso Nxumalo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso eyeMules on Wheels ogcina njalo abantu asebeluphele njalo unika abantu ukudla abampofu eJohannesburg.
Ninabogogo abayi-87. Abogogo laba, iningi labo kwathi ngo-2005, yakhumbula 2005 kwakunesifo lesubhubhane. So kwashona abantwana babo abangamantombazana nabangabafana. Abantwana laba bebela eGoli ngesikhathi leso. Kwase kubela eGoli ngaleso sikhathi bebenempepha zala eGoli. So abantwana babo nabo bebenama birth certificate na yonke into. So kwakhanya ukuthi abantwana bayafunda, abomama babo sebeshonile, ogogo basekhaya. So ogogo basuka ke ekhaya ukuthi abantwana ngeke bashiye isikolo beze lapha babuye leZimbabwe bengana incwadi zaseZimbabwe bazofunda kanjani. So basebesithi ke kungcono beze abogogo bazogada abazukulu babo befunda. So abogogo abaningi ngabana leso simo esinjalo ukuthi futhi bona la eSouth Africa abaholi baphila ngokuhamba nje behereza befuna ukudla bengena lapha bengena lapha ngase ngibabutha ke ukuthi ke ngaba neproject and iproject le ngiqale ngeprison ministry bengisiya eprison. Eprison nakhona ngathola abantwana basekhaya bebaningi and beshiye abantwana ngaphandle.
Yey, ngiphosela umbuzo
khona.
Yey, ngiphosela umbuzo khona. Khonapho ke ubabona njani ukuthi laba bafisa ukuthi bancedwe?
Ngaqala nje ngokuvula njengoba ngisho ukuthi ngaqala ngeprison ngathola abantwana basekhaya baseprison ababoshiwe abashiya abantwana ngaphandle. Ngaqala ngokuthi ngicheke abantwana babo. Mangicheke abantwana babo ngathola abanye abantwana bakhona bahleli nabogogo. Uboshiwe lo muntu ushiye umntwana kugogo futhi. Ngase ngiqala ke ukuvula i-soup kitchen. Ngaqala ukupheka, ngaqala nje ukupheka, mangiqala ukupheka bogogo baqala ukuza ngaphekela nabantu abasestradeni. Ngipheka ngiphekela abantu abasestradeni bayi 500 and something. Abogogo bayi 87. Kuphekwa every day la ekhaya.
Manje imali yokupheka ukudla konke lokho ukuthatha ngapi Manxuma?
Ngine sponsor SE1 SMEs on Wheels. Yibo abanginikeza ke imali every month. Imali yakho na is not enough. Ngoba ibhodo engiliphekayo ngisebenzisa ama 50 kg i5 a month. Then ke bese ngipheka ke amakhabishi, ngithenga amakhabishi, ngithenga lokho. Abogogo ke ngase ngibafundisa umsebenzi wezandla. Benza imisebenzi eminingi, bathunga amabhegi, bathunga ama keyholder, bathunga ama cushion, bathunga ama wonderbag. Bathunga yonke into, bathengise, nabo bazithengisele, bakwazi ukuthola imali zokuthi bathenge isinkwa sokukherisa abantwana. But every day bala ekhaya bayasebenza, bayathunga.
Kunzima kanganani ukuba labantu bonke labo abangani bafisa ukuba loncedo? Njalo sebezisebenza abanye bangkhona.
Kunzima kakhulu, kunzima kakhulu ngoba bakhona abanye kusesenzima kakhulu. Abanye bakhona uthola ukuthi baphelelwa nazindawo, kufanele ngiba accommodate kuleli khaya lami, bahlale. Ngikhuluma nje manje ngine couple indoda nonkosikazi nomntwana abashelwe umkhukhu abahlala la ekhaya sebena 1 month bela ekhaya. Ngikhuluma nje manje i-weekend yonke le bengipheka ngiphekela laba abashelwe ibhilidi ngase John Foster phansi kwe-police station kwashela abantwana abayithunga phakathi kwebhilidi lelo. Umama nobaba naye basahleli lapho abantwana bashele ngaphakathi bengiphaka every day ntambama ngiphekela labo bantu ngihambisa ukudla lapho.
Ye abafisa ukuthi bekuncede akusinike inombolo yakho sizwe ukuthi ungathini uyiphinde futhi ikhuluma inamba.
Inamba yami is 081 004 2199. Eyinye eye project inamba is 060 954 4393.
Lo ke ngunkosazana Sikhanyiso Nxumalo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye Meals on Wheels, ubekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kule South Africa. Live talk namhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela isinqumo esethulwe ngumthethondaba waphezulu oyi-High Court wase Pretoria kwele South Africa sokulaya uhulumende walelo lizwe ukubana engagxotshi abalengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits. Ubonike isikhathi sethu kasavuma ukubana siqhubekele phambili silokhu esikulolu hlelo. Kodwa singekehlukani izihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Umthethwandaba wePretoria High Court kwele South Africa usulahle isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe sokumisa ukusebenza kwengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits. Abakumabhizimusi amancane laphakathi laphakathi namhlanje bamanyane lamazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga ele International Day of Micro Small to Medium Enterprises. Izakhamizi zaseLower Gweru esabelweni senkabazwe zikhala ngokuthi zibhekane lendlala enkulu kulandela ukuma kohlelo lokwabelwa kokudla kwabaswelayo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.